final settlement coming out of a recent antitrust lawsuit. So what'll that mean for home prices down the line? CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Say that five times fast on a Monday morning, folks. She joins us here to talk about what all happened in this between settlement and home real estate prices. There's some sort of connection here, right? I'm missing the dot connection here.
Yes. Okay. So first of all, if you weren't following this, last fall, there was a big earthquake in the real estate industry. The National Association of Realtors was found to have conspired to keep home sale commissions artificially high. This was by a jury in Missouri. And the penalty was $1.8 billion. It was massive. We thought that the NAR would go out of business. So this is a settlement that the NAR has made with the plaintiffs. And the settlement is money, $418 million. But also something here that is very interesting is that the settlement changes the way real estate brokers and agents are compensated. So under the old arrangement, just to go back in time, where we are right now, actually, agents are paid around 5 or 6% of a home sale price. Okay. Half goes to the seller's agent, half goes to the buyer's agent. But, you know, to be clear, that means the seller is paying for both sides, right? It's coming out of the sale price. And the buyer doesn't feel like, I'm not really paying anything, right? Because it's sort of magically, the commission gets paid to my broker. Just to be clear, I said 5 to 6% is what the commission structure is. You know what? That's about two times what is paid in most other developed nations. So what happens next is if this deal is approved, sellers are no longer paying for the entire transaction costs. Buyers are going to negotiate fees directly with agents. That agreement will have to be put in writing, and sellers will actually commit to doing the same thing. So what happens in this process is you could tell almost immediately that buyers, they're not paying 3%. There's no way. So we think that the whole commission structure is going to come down, and we could see that the $100 billion that is paid in annual commissions right now could drop by, say, 30%. Now, that's a long way of giving you background. But to be clear, right now, what you're saying to me is, hey, Jill, if that money is going away, that $30 billion, does that mean it's going to be reducing the price of a home that someone wants to buy? The answer is maybe. I'm not sure, because right now we just don't have a lot of inventory. It's still a seller's market, meaning that there aren't enough homes for sale in most markets. And therefore, that would almost argue that the sales price isn't going to change that much, though buyers will have a lot more control over what they pay an agent.
Fascinating. And you mentioned the markets. The lawsuit took place in Missouri. It covered some sellers of homes out in Missouri, Kansas, and Illinois. Fair to say that the Midwest is a fairly attractive market, especially for first-time home buyers. So maybe this could be a little spittle of good news for them down the line if they're thinking of starting up.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, look, I think that I can tell you who the losers are immediately, and that is the real estate industry. Because, you know, imagine that if the amount of money being earned by agents and their companies is reduced by 30%, that's loss, right? So there is some thought that maybe a lot of people who are in the real estate industry itself will leave. You know, there's 1.5 million NAR brokers. Some estimates are that would be cut in half. That's wild. But I will say this. If we are looking at different ways of buying homes, this is an industry that has not been disrupted yet. This is the way we've been buying homes forever. And yes, there is the multiple listing service, but you know, it used to be that you needed an agent to represent you because otherwise they wouldn't get paid, and we want everyone to be on multiple listings. So I think that this could be the first fissure in this massive industry where we're going to have a little more transparency and people are going to have a better understanding of what they're paying for.
And I'm glad you brought up that number of real estate agents that are currently out there. I think it's over 1 million at this point, 1.1 million or something like that. So should this compensation model just get flushed down the toilet down the line as we're sort of looking at, how much do you think the real estate workforce could be reduced by?
Well, I mean, like I said, it could be reduced in half, and there's more than 1 million. It's like 1.5 million. But, you know, all those people are not full time. You know what I mean? Like we have to remember that like a lot of people do like a little side hustle real estate gig. I think that what's fascinating to me is for so long, I'll give you the example of like the money management business. In my business that I came from 100 years ago, someone would sell a mutual fund and they'd get paid 8.25% in, like, let's call it 1990. Okay. You get 8.25% of what someone pays for a mutual fund. That model has been dismantled for years. People can buy direct and get their own mutual funds. And sure, there are people who are paying for advice and they can choose to do that. But in the real estate market, there was really no way to go direct. And I think there could be a lot of help in there could be cheaper ways to find help than, say, the 3%, 2.5% you'd pay. And there could be a lot of disruption in this industry. And for years, people have complained that, you know, oh, I have a good broker, I'm happy to pay. And then a whole bunch of people say, I had a lousy broker, and this person just got paid for literally showing up.
There we go. Home buyers and sellers, be aware of this commission fact. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us on a Monday. Jill, thanks so much.
Take care.